This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. I'm Jay Biggs.
I'm Chad Potter. And I'm sorry, I just came in. I was late today. Everything goes wrong. Everything goes wrong. I tried to return a movie at Redbox, and it would only do Spanish with me.
What?
I don't know. I didn't hit a button or anything.
You were at Rojo Box?
I hope all the Redboxes haven't all gone Spanish. I couldn't make any sense out of it. I was just trying to return the movie.
I guess it depends on what neighborhood you go to it in.
The cat wouldn't come in, and gosh, I hate this building. I really do.
This one?
This building. I love the Carson building. I don't like this. What is...
Our property manager sucks.
But... What is the deal with the parking lot? I mean, it's their own parking lot, yet they divide it up with all these tall curbs and mountains of rocks. It's... You can't... You have to climb rocks if you park in... One of the other lots, but it's all the same lot. They all divided it up.
You bike to work, though, John. You make your day harder than it needs to be already.
I chain up my bike up by terminal there, and then I have to walk over this mountain of rocks. It's their lot. Why is there a mountain of rocks and a curb? And the city is so pedestrian unfriendly. I used to live by Mayan, and I used to go to the Safeway there. You cannot walk in to You cannot walk into that shopping center. You have to climb this huge hill, like the movie Sound of Music type hill.
Right. Where at? Which one?
On Mayan and McCarran, where the Safeway is.
Oh, that's where my...
They only have an entrance for cars. You can't walk in. You can't bike in this,
yeah,
this city. And the code enforcement people come in my backyard and say that my shed is 3 feet too close to the fence, yet they allow this?
Are we even going to go to news and comment today, or are you just on one, John?
I'm sorry. I got it out of my system. I feel great now.
You know what it is?
What?
It's all this election coverage. That's it. That's what it is. It's just it's built up.
The city is pedestrian unfriendly.
Well, right. the city's also
listening.
Not very well. maybe so, but I'm going to say something too. Probably get me in some heat. The city's not voter friendly either when they shut down the cameras.
That's in our news today on the show. Rick Canale, of course, Remax Gold. Patty from Patty's Tours is coming on. Larry Wilson, magician, comedian.
Oh yeah.
Christine Johnson from the Sparks Heritage Museum. Shelby Wynn is hosting a Reno toy run with Precise Printing. All right.
Yeah.
News and comment, folks. After 3 days of having the advantage, the Secretary of State's office reports that Adam Laxalt's lead in the Senate race has narrowed now down to less than 800 votes. 95% of the vote has been counted, and Catherine Cortez Masto has 48.4% of the vote. Laxalt, 48.5%. That's a 0.1% difference. Masto leads in Clark and Washoe County. Laxalt has won in every other Nevada county.
Is that surprising?
The governor's race is also tighter. Even though Sisolak conceded yesterday, Joe Lombardo's 4-point lead is now down to 2%. And the Secretary of State's race has flipped. After days of being ahead, Jim Marchant trails Cisco Aguilar by close to 1.5%. He's behind. Aguilar even declared victory yesterday. Michelle Fiore also lost her lead to Zach Conine in the treasurer's race by just over 1%.
Oh, wow.
Now, those watching the live online cameras pointed at vote counters in the Washoe County government building saw the screen go black for 8 hours Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. They didn't come back on until Thursday morning. The cameras cover the vote counting areas at the complex on East 9th. A camera also went dark on election night, requiring staff to turn it back on. A county spokesperson says these cameras were known to intermittently lose connection.
They have to reboot every 36 hours is what I heard. And they forgot to do it.
Well, they knew they intermittently lost connection.
But are we...
They maybe want to... Fix it?
connection problems. I still don't understand how Singapore can provide their whole country with 5G internet, but we still have connection problems.
Oh, I know. Doesn't speak much for modern technology. We used to stay up on election night. We'd know the winners by midnight. Well, right. And here we have this modern technology now.
Well, I can look. I can literally look out my window and see a 5G tower, and my phone call can't connect. But we can control the Mars rover almost 900,000 miles away, apparently.
Well, the state changed things. Sisolak changed things. Okay, everybody gets a mail-in ballot. This was done for the pandemic. Well, the pandemic's over, and the mail-in balloting is still here. So, talk to your state. There are still, folks, at this moment, there are still over 70,000 ballots waiting to be counted. Most of those come from Las Vegas and Reno. That, the fact that the big city votes seem to be the last to come in, may turn against Republicans in the close races.
You know, Tucker was talking about this, how over 70% of races, when they do this, they end up in favor of Democrats when you have to wait on this. So,
well, you know, the funny thing is, when I was growing up watching election night, it was always the rurals that came in last. The cities always, the vote totals from the cities were the fastest because they were all like computerized, or they were right in the city and they had the work staff and everything. Meanwhile, the little rurals have small staff, and there's communication between the rurals to the big cities. And
you know me,
now it's the opposite.
You know me and my conspiracy theories, John.
I'm just making them worse, aren't I?
Well, here's my thought on it, right? It's like they knew that the red wave was coming, so it's like at least make it look like it's not as bad as it is if we get those totals up to where the races are close.
Well, apparently Sisolak is not in on the scheme, right, because he already conceded.
We knew he was and thank you for bringing that up. Joe Lombardo, I don't know if it's that much of a win because, again, if you look, I mean, it is because it's for the red and for the right, but if you look at, you know, his values, he's not very conservative. He's as close to a Democrat as we're going to get without being a Democrat.
I thought you two were buddies. He smiled at you at the parade.
He even pointed at me with that.
That's right. That's your buddy. What are you turning against your man for?
Right.
Hey, if he wins, you got to be nice to the guy. I'm just saying.
Well, he answers some questions about Bin Al-Talib of Saudi Arabia. We'll have some other.
Well, I'll tell you what, votes, folks, are still coming in. Today is the last day that election officials will accept ballots. Voters have until the end of the day Monday to fix problems with their mail ballots, which have not been counted yet. And 9,600 ballots have clerical problems like signature discrepancies to fix from Clark County alone.
I'll tell you something funny. Yesterday, I woke up, my Keurig coffee maker, it died on me. Wouldn't even work. And you know how bad that is for a guy like me. So this is what I did.
Yeah.
I tore, because I have a French press, I tore a bunch of K-cups apart and made a French press. So I got through for the morning. But then I went to Target. And as I'm walking through Target, the same exact K-cup maker that I had was on Black Friday already. It was on special. Oh, I'm like, this is like fate, right? And
I started Black Friday early.
Yeah. It was $49 for this K-cup maker. And I'm like, what? You know, this Keurig thing. And so I'm like, okay.
Wait a minute. Is this the same one that broke?
The same exact
Why
one
would
that
you
broke?
Buy the same model
I had it for
that
like 3
broke?
Years.
But why buy the same model if it doesn't last?
Because everything's like that, John. Even
You're
my
right.
car, as much
I'll
as I love my
what.
Car, it's not going to be in hot August nights 2080.
Listen. You know. Keurigs and Waterpik are designed to not work after 2 years. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure, too, but here's my
I've been through so many Waterpik.
Here's my whole point of what I was trying to say is I turned to the Target guy and I said, hey, this is a Black Friday label and it says a price. Can you scan it and make sure it's right? You know, and he goes, oh, no, I don't need to. It is. And I said, it's not even Black Friday yet. And he goes, yeah, I know we're starting it now. And I'm like, Black Friday is like voting.
JJ.
It's like a full month now.
Get with the times, Jay.
Well, I guess so.
Okay, back to elections. I'd like to say congratulations to our past show guests like P.K. O'Neill, Colleen Westlake, Ira Hansen, Ed Lawson. Their races were not close. They have all won their Washoe County races. We got to know them, and they are good people.
Yeah.
the power of radio right there.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And another interesting race, I mean, we've had both contestants on, you know, before, is that Lyon County Sheriff's race.
Yeah, but that's close, right?
Well, the last I'm seeing anyways, Brad Pope at 10,988 and Frank Honeywell at 10,079. So literally like 911 votes.
Well, I think this show's good for an extra 1,000 votes for somebody.
Oh, easy.
No, I do believe that. Carson City voters approved extending a gas tax this week. The extra 5 cents a gallon tax on diesel was set to expire at the end of the year, but will remain to fund road improvements. Tahoe skiing is now open for the new season. The lifts just started running this morning at Heavenly, North Star, and Kirkwood Ski Resorts. Imagine all that fresh powder with not one track on it.
You know what's funny is Mount Rose opened yesterday.
Yes.
They're just opening this weekend, but they're closing. And
Heavenly North Star Kirkwood join Boreal Mountain and Mount Rose Ski Resort, which opened yesterday. So nice. We have 5 ski resorts open now, maybe not fully
Squaw Valley open.
No. Palisades, the former, you got to say Palisades
I don't
now.
Care. It's Squaw Valley. I'm native. I can say it.
You are stubborn. Palisades, the former Squaw Valley, begins their season next Friday. We can thank the early November snowstorms for the early starts. Kirkwood opened today, 3 weeks before it was scheduled. I love skiing, except for walking stairs in ski boots. It ruins it for me.
Speaking of being native, you know what the natives called skiing?
What?
Swish Walk-A-Mile. That was the name.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear?
So you go swish down the mile or mountain. You walk
this hasn't been
up.
On the news a lot.
What?
What? I got it. Walk a mile. Oh, I got it. Okay. Let me write that down and tell it to my wife when I get home. That is...
Took you long enough.
All right. Listen, the Keurig is broken here. What can I say?
All right. Tell me something else.
I was going to say, did you hear one of our ski resorts was robbed of
$1,000?
They took a lift ticket and a Pepsi.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, heard of people being hijinxed for snow, but that's in L.A.
But in all seriousness, I know people who can't afford to go skiing because they spent all their money on ski equipment. For real.
Ski bums?
My ski pass costs more than your car, dude.
I actually don't doubt that.
In sports, the winner is Bishop Minogue. All hail the champions of North 5A regional football. The Miners took the title from Spanish Springs, 34-28. Now, next Saturday, Bishop Minogue takes on Bishop Gorman from the South for the 5A statewide championship title in Carson City. Folks, it is the Battle of the Bishops! And the Nevada Wolfpack, which lost its last 7 games, plays at Lawler tonight. It's one of our arch rivals, Boise State, taking the field at 7:30. The Pack has a 2-7 record, Boise 6-3. For bettors, Jay... The spread is Boise by 21 points.
Oh, wow.
But the Broncos lost their last game to Utah's BYU, and the Wolfpack beat Boise State 41-31 last year.
I'd say go put some money on the Pack. Why not? I mean, if they pull it out, you're going to win, right?
21-point spread. That's not confidence, folks.
Well, yeah.
Come on. Come on, Pack. You
there's
can do
there's
it.
More You've confidence in the Sparks Fire Chief. Anyway. Anyways, all right, folks, going to be right back here on Live and Local.
Are we going to talk more election?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Okay.
Yeah, come on, let's do it. Next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. We are on Facebook. Go and find us. Friend us, of course. You can send us messages on Messenger, as long as they're appropriate, of course. And another thing you can do is you can go and check out our podcast at the end of each and every episode. Within an hour, we post it at 991FMTalk.com. John, more to talk about.
Speaking of those, I miss... Your texts, Catherine Cortez Masto.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
it. I thought what we had was special. And suddenly the texts, they just stopped. And we were so psyched for Election Day, weren't we, folks? Republicans were fired up. There was inflation and crime. and a stumbling administration in Washington, surely our day had come. The red wave would carry us all to a better place. But it didn't. And our neighbors didn't buy what we were selling. The midterm pushback against an unpopular president was minimal. There are still some noses to count, but this was no shellacking. No mandate, no repudiation. It turns out going broke and having criminals run the street isn't that big of a deal to a great many voters. Democrat candidates did okay for the most part. They ignored the cries of their constituents on inflation and told voters not to believe what they saw with their own eyes on crime. It all meant nothing in the face of a smart political organization. I think if Catherine Cortez Masto wins, she will learn that there's no negative consequence to taking orders from Pelosi and Schumer, and the rest of the National Democratic Party over what she needs to vote for here in our state. Republicans gave their best in terms of ideas and effort, but they got spanked. And it was no fun seeing how the media treats our rural Nevadans. The cable news anchors in New York and L.A., even our local news anchors, seem to give out this attitude that rural Nevada is full of redneck voters who all go running around screaming the N-word.
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous.
They use code words like uneducated voters, white voters without college degrees, red votes. That's all they say about the rurals. And the rest of the year, they pay absolutely no attention to them.
Well, you know, this is, again, John, when I took 2018 off and I basically put my kids in homeschool and traveled across the U.S. in an RV, it was that electoral college tour, basically, is what it was. I wanted them to see that it wasn't just the big cities. It was all the rural areas in between and whatnot, you know, so...
I've been out there many times since the 70s. As a matter of fact, I'm taking my wife. She's never seen the rurals. We're taking a Highway 50 trip over and back, Ely and back.
Oh, wow.
Staying the night in Pioche and Austin and Eureka. I've been out there many times. And, folks, I can tell you, the USA we love is still out there in Lincoln, Eureka, Elko.
It's still in Burlington, Smith Valley,
Mineral
all those
counties. Yep. The forgotten American is still living quietly and working hard in the rurals, united by self-reliance, integrity, and independence. Today's media rarely looks outside the big cities. Folks, the real America is still out there, but you never hear from them in the TV news, ever. They just go about their job, working hard,
right,
letting the cities dictate what they have to do and what they have to pay.
When they're what keeps it running, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, elections. Any more say about that?
Well, I mean, there's there's a lot we could talk about as far as that. I mean,
are you still mad about Pennsylvania?
Well, congrats to John Fetterman's hot wife for getting him elected.
He has a hot wife? I haven't seen
She's
her.
Extremely hot for
now
him. Well,
you
for
tell
him.
Me.
She's like the next AOC, maybe, or something. I don't think she's quite that young. Anyway. Well, I don't know what else the appeal is. I mean, she's a young Latina woman.
Yeah.
For him, I mean, you look at him. I mean, he looks like me if I took a left turn hard. but you know, I don't know. Boy, Pennsylvania, you really, really, really got me scratching my bald head on that one. You really got me scratching.
Well,
my bald.
Your earlier thing about suspicions over the voting process. I got to remind you, Nevada's voting system, it was all changed by Sisolak. The mail-in ballots were put in place because of the pandemic, which is over. So now, what, 4 or 5 days since Election Day, we still don't know who won the Senate race in Nevada. Republicans and Democrats can agree the system is embarrassing.
Did we finally get a win in Arizona?
Listen, this state knows how to count cards and money, okay?
Right, right, hey.
Florida held an election, tabulated the mail-in votes in all 67 counties before the end of the day at the same time they were preparing for an oncoming hurricane. Come on. Years of reforming our state elections created the logjam. The system is so slow, it increases distrust in it. And now we're going through a worrisome wait, a wait that is like seeing what a plumber's estimate is going to be.
Right.
When he's in your house. It feels like that.
Right. So, like there's a crack in time.
I share your frustrations.
Absolutely. Just in a quick follow-up to something.
Oh, by the way, Gallagher, the watermelon.
Yes, the Sledge-O-Matic.
He passed away Thursday. His last job was setting up Nevada's voting system. It's
what?
A tragedy.
Oh, my. It's a little early for that one, John.
It's believable.
It is. I guess so. Just wear, if you're going to the voting polls, just wear something plastic so you don't get stuff spit on.
One more thing. A man, did you hear about this in Las Vegas? A man took a taxi to Resorts World on the Las Vegas Strip, robbed the casino, then left in the cab with an undisclosed amount of money. Danny Ocean strikes again. It's bizarre. With all the security and the cameras in a major casino, I can't figure out how he got the money. The cashier's in a cage. Couldn't they just duck and hit the alarm on the way down or something?
I would be lying, John, if I didn't say that when I'm doing Uber, occasionally, I say to myself when someone's going in somewhere, well, what if they just robbed this place and gotten...
Did Resorts World hail the cab and open the door for the guy, too?
Right.
Sounds like a new ATM on the Strip. This guy would not have made it to the door back in the old mob days.
No.
I hope he tipped the cab driver well.
You've seen the movie 3,000 Miles from Graceland. I mean, you know how that goes all the way to the door.
Seriously, in all seriousness, I'm thinking security in Vegas has gone the California route
of observe
and report.
It's...
Unlike when the mafia ran the city, these big corporations care more about not getting sued than reporting crime and public safety.
Well, you know what it reminds me of is when people were doing those, and I'm sure it's still going on, but over in California, it was really popular with those dash and goes where people were just running into like high-end stores, grabbing as much merch as
and
they can.
And the staffers are told not to interfere.
Yeah, they would look around with their phone, like going, oh my gosh,
and
we're getting
crooks,
robbed.
The crooks know this. The crooks
That's
know.
That's why they're able to get away with it. Defund the police.
Now I'm mad
they
again.
Come get us.
They won't come
get us. All right. Let's calm John down. We're going to take a Fox
Frowdy break. Faces off. Happy talk next. We have Rick Canale coming in. We got some new real estate developments going on.
He has some good deals for veterans, too.
Deals for veterans. And I want to ask him, what can people do to dress up their homes for the holidays to make the homes sell?
Ooh,
there are tricks to the trade for the holidays, I'm thinking. So Rick Canale's up next. Right now, we're going to break for Fox News on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Smart guy at Starbucks this morning. I said I'd like to buy a bagel with cream cheese, and he said, sorry, we only take cash.
What?
Took you a while, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking the same. real quick before we get started with this.
Change the subject.
Yeah, I know. I've got to do a traffic report because this is brought to you by Ahern Reynolds Hardware and Supply, the Carson Valley's favorite hardware store featuring a full selection of Steel, Echo, and Walker equipment. You're up for fall with yard necessities and rugged Carhartt clothing, Ahern Reynolds Hardware and Supply. And as far as incidents or accidents go right now, we just have a road hazard. And this is on the 80 eastbound at Patrick, so just a little bit east of Vista Area and Sparks there. So just make sure you watch out. But otherwise, I think we're doing pretty good. Just a short stint of 89 north of Truckee and some of 28 on the west side of Tahoe with some chain and snows. But that's
so
it.
So coming up, we're going to talk travel with Patty's Tours, and we have a magician comedian on the show. We're going to talk about Sparks Heritage Museum and also the Reno Toy Run. But right now...
Oh, yes, absolutely. Right now, it is time for our local real estate expert, the man who is in here each and every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. with RE/MAX Gold. It is Rick Canale. Good morning, Rick.
Hey,
how you
Rick.
Doing, sir?
Well, good morning, everybody. And what a beautiful day it is today, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I love the fall season here in Nevada. It offers us many different varieties of weather conditions, and boy, it just makes this place such a beautiful place to live.
Favorite season of mine. Absolutely. You said it, Rick.
Well, today I was going to cover home buyers and how to save thousands of dollars when you buy. But first, what I want to do is talk about yesterday being Veterans Day. It's a federal holiday meant to honor United States veterans and active military personnel. And vets hold a very strong place in my heart. And the reason
you are a veteran.
I was, but also my family's very rich in military history. My grandfather served in the United States Army during World War II in Europe. My father served in the United States Air Force during the Korean War and Vietnam War. He flew B-47s and B-52s. One of my sons was a crew chief for the A-10 Warthogs in the Air Force, and he served during Desert Storm. And another one of my sons is currently in the Army. He served two tours in Iraq and is currently stationed in Germany. And
kudos.
Yeah, and so
God bless them all.
Absolutely, all veterans. God bless them all. And so I would like to take this moment and just send a heartfelt thanks to all veterans and honor their invaluable service. You know, I proudly salute their brave service, their members, and their families. And I'm grateful for the sacrifice that they have to ensure our nation's freedoms. And I can't say that enough. It's just the sacrifice that they give us is tremendous. And I just want to recognize that, even though it's a day later, I always honor them. And so, you know, in my practice, in my real estate business, I extend my gratitude beyond my words. And I actually offer an exclusive VIP buyer program, a discount to all vets and to first responders. And they would get to receive a certain percentage off my commission applied toward their closing costs, reduction in their sales price, or paid as a donation to their charity of choice. And so I just want them to know that, because this is really, really important when in today's market, when you can save money, when you have opportunities to have incentives given to you, not just by your realtor, but also by sellers. And so that gets me
excellent, Rick.
Back to that topic of today, home buyers, you know, vets, everybody. How can you save thousands of dollars when you buy? And so I think that that's a topic that's really important today, especially in the time now when we are seeing inflation beginning to slow, so they say. But home prices rose 3.2% year over year during the fourth period ending in November 6, which has been the smallest increase since July of 2020. And so we also are seeing median home prices fall about 8.4% since reaching an all-time high in June. And so when the average 30-year fixed mortgage rates was over that point than it is now, home prices rose 0.5% during the same period of last year. And so when we talk about when's a good time to buy, this is a good time to buy. And so, but let's see how you can save thousands of dollars. What do you think, John and Jay, that people can do? What are your thoughts there?
As far as helping out the veterans?
Oh, anybody. Veterans, home buyers, absolutely.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff they can do. The best thing I think they can do is listen to Rick Canale each and every week.
Yeah, very good point. No, excellent point. Yeah, listen to the realtors. Yeah, because they understand the market, and they understand one of the most important things. And when you are looking to save money, you have to understand how sellers are setting their asking price. And so they're either clearly overpriced homes, or they're somewhat overpriced homes, or they're priced correctly at the market. And or they could be priced below the fair market value. And so understanding this is a good way to understand where they might be. For instance, I can tell you sellers right now are beginning to realize that big change in the market. And the big change in the market is that they're having to lower their prices. And for instance, back in August of 20, here's an example. A home was listed here in Carson City for $975,000. It's been on the market for 82 days. And on November the 4th, they reduced that $975,000 to $849,000. Big change. Still hasn't sold yet.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm basically saying is, as a buyer, kind of ignore those asking prices, because they might not be realistic. and listen to your realtor and let them tell you what it might be. Here's another example. Back on November the 9th, September 13th, the home was listed in Carson City for $955,000 on the market for 58 days and recently reduced price down to $799,000. So big changes. So understanding.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that, Rick, because I think a lot of buyers don't realize how far the prices have dropped and what bargains there are. Now and then I take a look at the list of sold houses, and there was a house, I think it was up on Skyline somewhere, huge. It was sold, but it was a huge price drop. And the people, I was thinking, boy, if I'd have known that that house would go for that price, you know, I'd be into it. I think a lot of buyers are just kind of scared off by all the talk about things and don't realize what deals they can get out there at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, sellers, they're trying to get the most amount of money they can for their home, and we expect them to do that. But the real key is to make sure that when that person lists their home with a realtor to put it on the multiple listing service, that they understand what that fair market value is. In other words, that realtor should be able to say with no uncertain terms what the real value is, and to really check on the motivation that they have, and do they really need to sell, or are they just trying to get something that's not existing anymore, like happened in the last 2 years where they were getting a lot of money. So, you know, they have their goal to get the highest price, and buyers also have two primary considerations in mind that when they start looking for a home. First, that they want to find that home that meets their needs, and the second one is that meets their desires. In other words, you want to purchase a home that meets your needs and your desires, but also for the lowest possible price. So when you analyze those successful home buyers out there, there's some common denominators, and although agents' negotiation skills are very, very important, there's three additional key factors that they must bring into play even before they submit an offer. And one of those is to make sure that you know what you want. You know, you have that difference between your wants and your needs. And the home that you buy, you certainly want to make sure that it meets your needs, but also fulfills those desires. But obviously, your goal is to find one home that does both. But in the real world, that situation doesn't always occur. So you have to ask yourself this question: is it better to buy a four-bedroom home with a room for your family to grow, or one with a big eat-in kitchen that romances you and your thoughts of, you know, big weekend with family brunches? Well, that's why it's important to understand really what you want when you're buying a home in today's market. And then it's number two, don't shop with your stars in your eyes. You know, first meet your needs and then your desires. Make sure that you understand what it is. And so it's really important, point number three here, is to find out your tell your agent what you're really looking for. Your agent should be able to really refine and break down those different categories, your needs and your wants, and help you find that home. And not all these homes, they're not always on the multiple listing service. There are some homes out there that people want to sell, and there's a way in which to find those. So I just want people to know that when you're buying a home, you can save a lot of money. Sellers also make sure that you understand that you're pricing your home properly, because those are the homes that's selling, and it's really important to know these factors. And so I want to offer a free report to everybody, how to save thousands of dollars when you are buying a home. And the report's called Home Buyers: How to Save Thousands of Dollars When You Buy. And you can get that report from me just by simply contacting me by going to BrickHouseBuyers.com or calling me at 775-790-0574. And this is a really important report because it does help people understand what's going on in today's market, and it does help them understand some of these factors that I talked about, plus more.
Okay, well, Rick, one thing I want you to tell me is that you do have a Rick's pick, right? We talked about this earlier.
My goodness, we have a Rick's pick. You bet we do. There's a...
There we go.
I tell you what, I was in a home here the other day, And this home is located just north of Carson City, south of Washoe Valley, right? And this place is in the area called Lakeview, okay? And it's not a well-known area up here, but this home is in the Timberline. Beautiful home. It is one of a kind out there. Very private location. Four-bedroom, three-bath.
Is this kind of by the hospital? Like that little area that's just north of the hospital and south
it's
of...
more north of that. And it's it's just up there in the hills. And I tell you what, you go walk in this home, the views are just spectacular, both from the front and the back. And it just has lots of decking, beautiful home. The asking price is $849. Again, that's just the asking price. If they're motivated, there's probably a good deal out there for somebody. But it's just a beautiful home, four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, three-car garage, two stories, 358 square feet. Offers so many upgrades. And so if you want to know more about this home, get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to tell you how you can get more information on this if this is something that you're looking for. But I tell you what, the views are spectacular, private setting, quiet. And when you talk about distance to Reno and to Carson City, just 5 minutes away from Carson City, probably 15 minutes away from the south end of Reno.
All right. Well, that's been a Rick's pick right there. And it's not just Rick has buyers.com. It's Rick has sellers.com as well to go check out. Correct, sir?
Absolutely. That's very good. Yes, absolutely. So I just want people to know that this is very important to know about these homes out there, that it's really important to know that people are buying homes. People are selling. It's not a dead market. The market's not crashing, but it does offer some challenges, but these challenges can easily be overcome. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning, and I'd like to invite you to check out my website at rickhasbuyers.com or rickhassellers.com for tips and information on the processes of buying and selling a home in today's market. And I'm Rick Canale.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'm Rick Canale, your homeschool guy, and I want to be your realtor.
There we go. And if there's one guy you want to be your realtor, it is Rick Canale, and he is right here live and local with you each and every Saturday morning at 9:30. So make sure you check him out, and you can check out past advice he has given you as well. If you go to 991fmtalk.com and go to our podcast, he's right there 9:30 each and every morning, halfway through segment one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here. More to talk about on Live and Local with John and Jay on 991 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
I just convinced myself to have an apple instead of a sweet roll. Folks, this is now a fitness show.
An apple?
Yeah. There are apples out there. Did you know?
Yes.
I don't know how old they are now because nobody touches them.
Maybe they're new apples, or maybe they're Granny Smith apples. Who knows?
And speaking of which, the price of apples now. Every type of apple is over a dollar a pound.
John, I got to
tell you. Oh, the days of 39 cent a pound apples. It's just gone in the wind.
I'm the father of two teenagers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't get any sort of assistance or anything, you know. But I'll tell you, with food, I've literally found out it is cheaper now. I honestly believe this in my heart. It's cheaper to feed them going out than it is to actually go to the store anymore.
You may be right. Cause I notice a lot of restaurants have really not increased their prices that much. Certain ones, they have the same, happy hour deals, and they didn't raise the prices on them, and they're taking it for a while. And now if inflation drops, like I guess the last sign showed that it did minutely, I can see they're thinking, but you're right. So what do you do to save money at the supermarket? Did you change supermarkets?
No, it's always.
Did you start going more to Winco?
It's always
Costco?
Walmart. Here's the
Walmart.
Thing.
Yeah. No, okay. Here's the rumor about Walmart. I heard, I don't know if I buy this, but I heard that they purposely have dropped food prices for the Thanksgiving season.
I had heard there's some place going just back to Thanksgiving good. Pricing, but I don't know about them dropping
it. No, somebody told me. They said you ought to go to Walmart and see what they did. The turkeys are cheap at Walmart. They're like the big turkeys. They're like
really?
$13, and Other places over 20?
I don't know, man. I usually just wait till there's some sort of turkey drive in town and somebody has a bunch of turkeys that they're getting rid of.
Oh, Jay.
that's what usually happens. You know, somebody will hit you up and be like, hey, I got a bunch of turkeys left.
So I'm still doing speeches. I had one in South Lake Tahoe at Bally's, and I made the most of it, and I stayed overnight. Has anyone else slept a night in a hotel room with the lights on because you could not find the light switch? Is it just me? Usually, I can't figure out the TV or the thermostat, but this was my first, where the heck is the light switch?
Was it on like one of those clappers or something?
I don't know. They change things. I mean, you can't figure out the TVs in a hotel room now.
Yeah. Maybe it's touch or something, you know, because I don't think a clapper would work in a hotel room. That would be horrible.
I'm too embarrassed to call maintenance.
I guess.
Us old folks have it tough. And so everybody's arguing about the election this week. Others just waiting for ski season to start or Black Friday. Back to supermarkets. And what?
We have a caller.
Oh, my God, we have a caller.
Ding, 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 ding.
Somebody's listening.
Yes, all right, we're going to talk to Jeff next. So stick around. It's live and local right here.
That's a caller there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, say goodbye.
We have a caller coming up next on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk.